Then I saw him. It was Uncle Jeff lying on the floor. Blood was coming out of the side of his head, just like it had done with Alan Morey. I couldn't believe my eyes. My uncle was dead. At that moment, I heard a noise behind me. Someone had been hiding behind the door and was trying to make a run for it. I turned around and chased after him. I was angry, angrier than I had ever been before. I had to get him. I had to get my uncle's murderer. He reached the kitchen, and I was right behind him. He had a stocking mask over his face, and that may be why he didn't see the leg of one of the kitchen chairs. He tripped and fell. I jumped on top of him. We both dropped to the ground. I was trying to hold him, but he was doing a good job of fighting back. Finally, he pushed me off of him and hit me hard in the stomach. I couldn't breathe. The pain was so intense. I lost my hold on him, and he got up quickly. He ran to the kitchen door.